Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Great guest in our studio here, Rick Carr, and on the phone from the headquarters of Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon, Ted Thibault. Great show, talking some great fishing, and what a prize guys have put together, right?
Yeah, you're not kidding. If you didn't hear it earlier in the show, one lucky caller is going to get fully hooked up, and that is, pun very much intended, a full pack of Sea Falcon handmade lures. This is handpicked by Rick and Ted, so some great Sea Falcon jigs. In addition to that, you're going to get some Gamakatsu product as well. We heard the boys talk about it. Not only Gamakatsu assist hooks, but those great Gamakatsu split ring pliers. You're going to get some of the hardware like split rings and swivels. It's a really nice prize pack, over a $250 value for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. It's a really killer prize, and we're sure proud and thankful of the boys for letting us give away such a great pack. And if you want to get your shot at winning that one, or better yet, just your chance to talk to Rick Carr and talk to Ted, give us a call at 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us and Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or shoot us a text. The text the show option, super popular, only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app.
All right, and it's time for the catch report, Rick.
That it is. Today it's sponsored by Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin.com. They have temperature, chlorophyll, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can download your latest water charts and take them with you. It's on your mobile device. You can check it out. All the brand new enhanced water contour features. It's a really cool update from Terrafin. Terrafin is the professional's choice for accurate information. Check Terrafin.com. Let's start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Ted, the other Rick. You guys got a full house there.
Yeah, we do.
But, yeah, it's awesome. A lot of good info here. So last week, you know, we were kind of hoping that we would get a break in the weather, both offshore and up north. Well, not even. Yeah. Inside is not too bad here the last few days. Outside, it's been nothing short of ugly for several days in a row. Does not bode well for the guys trying to get down to all those nice bluefin tuna schools. You know, the bank's just below and outside Ensenada had some pretty good signal there. But the guys fought the weather and still scratched out some nice catches. But the next couple days, I don't think that's going to happen. At the Coronados there, definitely been the best bite around. You know, they bite some days they don't. I think yesterday was one of those days they took a day off there. But yo-yo jigs, for the most part, is been the best bet out there. You guys can send some of that yellow up our way anytime you want, no problem. And at Clemente, yeah, it's just been hideous. Really rugged conditions, very little coverage here this week, no meaningful sign on the springtime yellows. Usually by now, you know, guys looking around the front side, sometimes in the cove, they've bumped into some of them schools, but the water's cold and off color and just not yet this year, hopefully soon coming. Or at Catalina, I did get several reports from some of the guys fighting the conditions there. It hasn't been too awful bad, certainly not pristine by any sense, but fishable. There's been a little bit of squid in a stock spot there from the V's up towards Alta Verde like that. And just a sprinkle of that nice gray yellow and just the barest hint of a sea bass. It's just really been tough fishing. Everything seems to be way behind schedule for sure, but there is a little hope on the horizon. The water around the east end of the island is warming up. They're seeing more bait. It's up like 62 like that. And better signal on the Bonita. Some Bonita were biting good. And the calico bass are splashing around chasing some chum now. So usually when you start seeing that, things are getting going. And then locally, water's creeping up also there. It's up to 62, 62 and a half in some areas. And it's interesting, we got quite a bit of chovy up here now for the guys to fish with, and sand bass and calico basses love those anchovies, so that part's really good news. And then the one bright spot that maybe, this is a big maybe, that we'll see with the wind and the upwelling and the anchovies is maybe a salmon. Years past, we've had a little salmon bite. It's in these kind of conditions, so we'll see if that happens. It's strictly a maybe kind of thing, but you know, you never know. The salmons are definitely around. So that's this week's report. Hopefully that wind quits blowing. I feel sorry for those guys up north, man. It's like blowing 40 knots. They're not getting out to their stuff that was biting, but it'll back off here one of these days, and we'll all go catch much fish.
Yes, it will.
I want a local salmon so bad.
That'd be cool.
That's so
huh?
high on my, like, want of list. You know, I remember half-day fishing forever going as a kid and saw somebody catch a king salmon, and, like, forever since then, I just, man, one day I hope to, like, you know, pull. Obviously, in this warm water trend that we're in now, we've seen a lot lesser of it than in other years past. But man, that's something that I want one day. It's just the random Point Loma salmon. Yeah, I want that real bad.
Hey, Mark, question about that. If you do happen to have an incidental catch of a salmon, do you need a special stamp on your California license?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you need salmon season to be open, which I'm not sure if it is down here. I think it is up north, but they got a lot of regulations about
right,
those mammoths,
yeah.
Guys.
I think it's, they call it like south of Pigeon Point or something like that, so that would be down here too, I would guess, right?
Yeah. You got
it. Yeah. They're having an epic salmon season up there too,
yeah.
In Central California.
Wailing on them.
Harold Davis said they were getting them.
Wow. Ricky.
Yeah, Mark.
One day, and this goes back many years, we heard about some of the salmon down off Newport Beach. So we went out for the afternoon bite, got a couple swings of anchovies, ran down there knowing nothing about salmon fishing, and we caught six.
That's so cool. It can be done.
Whoa!
Six of them.
Whoa!
I want
it. We marked the bait schools. You know, this was out in like 300 or 400 feet of water, and we marked the bait schools down about 100 feet, and we would see the salmons alongside of them, and we just dropped down with kind of like a dropper loop rig and an anchovy.
That's so cool.
And this was pre-fluorocarbon, so nothing fancy. And, we covered them. They were nice ones. They were like 10 to 15 pounders. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I will swear to it as the day is long that we were trying to catch squid outside of Salt Creek one time for sea bass fishing, and we had what we are certain was a steelhead follow our squid snagger jig back up to the boat. Didn't catch it, obviously, but, I mean, as clear as today, I mean, thing came up, swam around the boat. We saw it, and, you know, obviously boogied out. We never caught it, never got a hook in it. But, I mean, I'm certain about it that it was a steelhead that came swam around the boat.
Wow.
Well, you never know.
You just never know. It's the ocean, and that's the way we love it, right? For sure. And, of course, fishdope.com, Danny and Jeff and the boys will have all that information, whether it's salmon, whether it's steelhead, whether it's white sea bass, yellowtail, bluefin tuna. They've got it all at fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 off code. And, Mark Wish, how do we find you?
Pete, the store is on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. I forgot where I'm at there. Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station.
Corey over in Huntington
Beach. Yeah, he's got a wire, doesn't it? And
yes.
Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And stop on by, guys.
See you, Mark. Great job, buddy. Appreciate a great report, as always. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Hey, Ricky. Thank you. And did you get my text?
Yeah. We are still waiting for those things to come back from the powder coater. Mark needs a new butt section.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
So, yeah. Should be any. Well, probably about a week out still is what they're saying. But, yeah, anytime, bud.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, buddy.
See you, Mark. All right.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. While we're waiting for Marcos, got to talk about Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. Lots of big bass stories out there. I'll tell you how good the bass fishing's been locally. Even Tommy P's catching bass.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I'm telling you, for sure. So if you want to go catch some bass, now would be a very good time to go to your local lake. Also, salmon information, smoking salmon, it says here, for the best ever opener is what it says right here in Western Outdoor News, and a lot more bluefin tuna action offshore and more. Check it out, this week's edition, and a great full schedule of the Red Rooster 3 on the back cover,
too.
So if you want to go ride the Red Rooster 3, Check out the full schedule on the back cover of Western Outdoor News this week. Check it out at your local tackle store, or better yet, subscribe.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for our buddy Marcos to get rolling, we had a great text come through. Hey, boys, this is Jeff from Cedros Island Fishing Charters. I'm a huge fan of the Gamakatsu product. 3-0 and 5-0 live bait hooks are all we use for our live bait fishing on the island. In addition, we do a ton of calico bass fishing with the MC weedless baits, and we occasionally hook big yellows at the same time. The proper hook for this is very specific. We need a quality wide gap with a 3/4 ounce weight. It's a, you know, a weedless weighted style hook, a 3/4 ounce weight, which helps the lure track correctly. Does Gamakatsu offer any weighted hooks at a 3/4 ounce wide gap style with the traditional Gamakatsu high grade wire, or have you ever considered entering this market? Great show. Love the product.
We actually have that, and, you know, Ted was talking about that before. I mean, we have a keeled hook in the bigger sizes. Unfortunately, if he's looking at 7-0 and below, we're not going to be in the 3/4. We're not going to have a 3/4 size. When he gets into a bigger hook, 10-0 and above, you can get into that 3/4.
Which I think with that larger weedless bait would be no problem. That the 8-inch Corey weedless, the MC weedless, is perfect for that.
That's
but
right.
But it is available with 3/4.
It is.
Okay, great.
All right, yeah. Corey will tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And thanks, Jeff. Great to hear you from Cedros Kayak, now called...
Cedros Island Fishing Charters.
Cedros Island Fishing Charters. All right, and they're booking up quick,
yeah.
So you want to get on it there for sure. Hey, we do have Marcos from C4 Sportfish. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
What's up, Marcos?
Fantastic. What's going on at C4?
Well, we definitely got a great start to the week there. I know we had an early report from the Polaris Supremes first trip. Last time I talked to you guys, ended that first trip with 24 bluefin. They went back out Monday night. They came back with 46 bluefin for 23 guys, limits of bluefin there. And they had fish up to 160. So great early season bluefin, exactly what we're looking for. Unfortunately, we hit some weather this weekend, so we had a few boats scheduled that didn't make it out. Sounds like it's going to be a little bumpy out there today. But they are back out next week. We have the Polaris Supreme going back out on their day-and-a-half trips. We have the Pacifica, and we have the Tribute, all running trips. So you definitely have some options there, but... those trips are filling up pretty quick, as you'd expect. So definitely check the website for that schedule there. The full day, San Diego keeps plugging away down at the island there. Very good yellowtail fishing, a little bit of bottom fish mixed in there. A little slower day yesterday, good broad fishing, not a lot of yellowtail. But beyond that, it's been spectacular yellowtail fishing on the San Diego there. And like we said, this catching yellowtail on the full day just becomes the norm, you know, which is just so cool to see those guys go
so
down
cool.
there. You get out there for a day, get some great fishing in. And then half day, still that good early season fishing, lots of reds, rockfish, other bottom fish on there, and every single one of these fish are caught on a, you know, Corey Sandin MC swim bait weedless hooks, every single one of them.
That's good.
Of course it is.
Every single, no, but on those overnight trips there, the day and a half longer, they're having some good success with the flatfalls there, the San Diego, some good yo-yo fishing, half-day trip. Fishing a little deeper right now, some heavier sinkers, want that 8 to 12 ounce sinker, and you can definitely stop by a tackle shop. They'll have all that available for you. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Make your reservations there for the half days, the full days, the day and a half, a few 1 days in the mix there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Guys will be more than happy to help you out. Come down, pick up a burrito next door, get your tackle tuned up, and get out there fishing, because I think we're pretty much can call the season officially started here.
Well, limits of bluefin to 160 on the Supreme and good yellowtail fish in the islands. I'm with you, Marco. So I'm saying it's officially started. Well, a great report, and I know, like you said, trouble with the weather this week, but that's only going to make it even you know, a bigger deal to get your reservations in coming up. So I think you guys are going to be very busy from here on out of Seaforth.
Absolutely, and you know, unlike the Rangers who couldn't make contact with anything yesterday, I'm pretty sure you're going to go out there and catch some fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're ready.
No doubt, buddy. That was no more no-hitters at Seaforth. We're going fishing every weekend now. No more weather.
Yeah.
There you go.
Appreciate a great report, buddy. We'll talk to you then. Going to remind you that Catch Report, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returned to the San Diego landings, as well as now Seaforth Sport Fishing for that Polaris Supreme. They also offer the best in your private boat catch. They'll take care of you with that Fish Pros The Market, where you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And if you hop on their social media on Instagram, you can see all of the new goings-on at the brand-new Fisherman's Processing facility, all the, you know, the final touches being added, and it sounds like the grand opening is just, you know,
like right around
short
the corner.
Around the corner.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think we're going to have a big announcement next weekend. A little hint, hint, hint.
I think you might be right,
buddy. Yeah. Hey, thank you very much to all our anglers out there. The Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea Custom Rod Raffle is officially sold out. So thank you very much. Thanks to Mike Lum and Tim Baker for all the support that they give Captain Rollo's. And thank you out there for all our listeners for participating in that Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea Custom Rod Raffle. And good luck.
Yeah,
we hope you
cool.
win a trip on the Player Supreme and win a beautiful custom rod.
That's awesome.
And a knife. There's a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, those accurate pliers. There's all kinds of goodies in there. Well, hey, if you want to get through on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Phones are packed. We're going to talk to Rick calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, maybe like, Rick went away.
Yeah, well, we'll try another one. How about Michael calling us from Point Loma this morning? Michael, you hanging in there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Michael.
Thanks for being there, guys. Enjoyed the show, always. I've got a couple questions. First one, we've been rigging a lot of assist hooks on our flat falls. And after looking at the flat fall, I started painting. I painted a couple of them with a medium blue paint. Do your experts think that's a good idea to follow through on the rest of them?
I would say if that lure's getting bit for you, I'm a big fan of the not broke don't fix it rule, man. If it's working, I'd keep rolling with it. But I mean, obviously, you guys are in that world much better. Have you found that color makes it much of a difference on the jigs?
No, a lot of the glow stuff, it really goes crazy. I know that you guys sell a ton in your store, so most people do. But the process of the painting on our lures is so phenomenal.
It's all hand done, right?
It's all hand done, all handcrafted. The fit and finish is phenomenal. So
yeah,
We're going the wrong way. My hooks are all shiny, and
you're talking
I'm
about
trying to eliminate
the, hooks.
Yeah, I'm trying to eliminate that, you know, that shiny
flash.
Glow as they approach from below. They see all these assist hooks, and they're all shining in the sun or whatever. And so, if I spray them a medium blue, they tend to, I would think, disappear in the water.
Yeah, Gamakatsu makes a ton of colored hooks. Our most popular is black nickel, but unfortunately, most of the assist hooks you see out there are a shiny tin type finish. And as long as you're not painting that tip and screwing up the point, if it's working for you, wonderful.
If you want my super honest opinion, I think most of the bites that we get on flat falls come deep. You know, that's what we always hear from the guys are deep. You know, it's 300 feet, it's 200 feet, it's 250 feet. I think the amount of light that is available at 350 feet of water, I don't think the color makes much of a difference at all.
Paint it might be an enhancement, too.
It might.
It might be like the flash of the hook.
Sure. It might at all. I just think that it has so much to do with that lure falling and, you know, how they fall is that, you know, that kind of, you know, whatever you call it, an erratic way that they fall. I think one of those things falling in front of a hungry bluefin trumps everything. But, again, what you're doing clearly is working for you, and I say keep rolling with it. It sure isn't a bad call. Why not?
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. A good text here.
Sure, good morning.
And something that I always wonder about, too. Hey, guys, my question is how to determine whether you put a treble hook on the belly and a treble hook on the tail or the treble hook on the belly and the single hook on the tail of the lure? Good question.
Yeah.
I mean, I always kind of ponder that. It's like, should I put a treble hook on the bottom? I've seen them rigged all different ways.
And Gamakatsu makes a killer single-style replacement hook. But, I'm with you. I don't have the right answer for that.
I don't think there is a right answer for that.
Yeah.
I think it's what you like. I mean, let's face it, treble hook's going to get, you know, you're maybe get bit better because you've got three prongs versus one.
Right.
But there are so many guys that are catching on single Siwash hooks.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, like, for example, that their surface iron, they'll take their treble hook off their surface iron and rig it with a Siwash because they like the ability to just shake the fish off. rather than it maybe getting three prongs inside that barracuda's mouth, you know. So,
what do you see at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Rick? Do you see a lot of people putting trebles on their flatfall style jigs?
No, not a lot. No. Flatfall style jigs, whether it be a Sea Falcon or a flatfall or any of those great, you know, drop style jigs, we like assist hooks. You know, that is our biggest thing, is we like a heavy duty assist hook like we were talking about with the 720. Heavy duty cord, big hooks, that's what we like. We do see a lot more changing things around on hard baits when he's talking about a belly hook, you know, like, you know, whether it would be a Sea Falcon stick bait or one of the casting poppers or something like that. That's when we see a lot more change. For the most part, I still like treble hooks on that. Treble hooks are not the same now as they were 15 years ago. Gamakatsu has very heavy-duty and very stout treble hooks that where that hook often was a failure, it's just not anymore. The barbs are bigger. The wire is stronger. So for the most part, I like real heavy-duty style treble hooks on my stick baits and jerk baits and things like that. But I'm with Rick. There's scenarios where going to Gamakatsu makes a really nice single-style replacement hook that has a, well, I guess you'd call it a 90-degree hook eye, so the hook stays straight instead of opposed to the lure. And if you're fishing in an area that's got kelp or eelgrass, that hook comes through much better because you have the belly hook facing down and the rear hook facing up, and it doesn't hang in as much grass or kelp. So there's a lot of good scenarios for it. I think it just depends a little bit on what you're fishing for and where you're doing it at.
Ted, the different types of treble hooks that Gamakatsu carries, they carry heavy duty and all kinds of different kinds, right?
Yes. I mean, there's new technology that we've came out with. I spoke to it a little bit earlier. And we've got one new hook that we came out with this year. Actually, it's new for this year, called the Treble SP. It's S as in Sam, P as in Paul, medium heavy, hyper shield. You heard me talk earlier about that hyper shield technology. And with this particular hook, we've also implemented our tournament-grade wire. And tournament-grade wire is what we use kind of on the bass side of things, the freshwater bass side of things. And we've got several products we've utilized that for. And what tournament-grade wire is 30% smaller. It's thinner, stronger, and sharper than our standard wire. So you don't give up any strength, but it's a thinner hook. And so that wire is extremely strong. And with this particular model, we've included the HyperShield coating. And that dramatically increases the corrosion resistance, and versus, you know, so you don't have, you know, your hooks start rusting out as quick. And that HyperShield keeps that hook sharp. I'm telling you guys, you've got to check these things out. This HyperShield technology is for real. When you see how long that hook retains its sharpness, particularly in such a harsh environment like saltwater, you'll be blown away.
That's going to be really good for those like suspending style jerk baits and stick baits where you really want an upgraded heavier duty hook. But if you put some of those other brand ultra heavy duty hooks on there, they just weigh too much, and now the weight of the jig has been altered and they don't suspend the same way. But you put a hook that's just as strong, but it's still light wire, that the lure is going to perform better. That's going to be an exciting one. I haven't seen those. I'm anxious to see.
When's that coming, Ted?
They're here.
So those are already out, and we have a heavier version that we just came out with as well. And those just started shipping as well. So those are
cool.
Those are readily available now, and something definitely worth checking out.
All right, sweet. Very good. Well, phones are packed, and we want to talk to you guys, so let's jump into it, Rick.
Rich in Camarillo is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Rich, thanks for joining us.
Morning, gentlemen. Great show. I'm glad you're back on the Mighty 1090. I have a question in regards to tying fluorocarbon to your hook when using, let's say, 25 to 50-pound test. And also, do you make a salmon hook for hoochie skirts?
You could do the tying.
give me that one more time. My apologies. I was going through our text there.
What knot do you recommend for tying to your hook for 25 to 50-pound test? And also, do they make a hook for salmon fishing with hoochie skirts?
Got it. Well, as far as the hook tying goes, I'm a very basic. I like a San Diego knot. It's what I learned to tie forever ago, and it's what I tie.
Rick, that was you tie
about 90% of the time.
I do Palomar knots a lot, but I unfortunately I don't get to go big bluefin fishing like some of you guys, and I know you guys use the San Diego jam not a lot. So
the only time I'm not tying a San Diego is real heavy fluorocarbon to a hook, you know, say something that's 100 pounds and larger. And then for me, I like the trilene knot. I know, Pete, I think you like the Springer knot.
Springer, The Springer knot's good for that heavier tackle because it's low profile, but I'm Trilene, too.
You are too. Okay,
Trilene is – that's a pretty – But the only problem with Trilene, it's a little tricky.
It is. Yeah, it's a little – I think the Springer is easier to tie, but same deal. Like, I'm a very basic when it comes to knot. I be proficient at a bunch of them because if somebody wants something in the tackle store, we do it. But I tie a San Diego knot 99.9% of the time.
And once you get it down, you can tie it fast and you're back in the water.
It's strong. It works great, yeah.
Yeah.
And then as far as the salmon hook, I'm going to let Ted answer that question because he's in salmon.
Yeah, no, really, there's a – yeah. There's a new hook that we use. There's this real popular up here on Hoochie's called the Big River Bait. And the Big River Bait is got a real unique bend to it. Right at the bottom of the hook, it's got kind of a, it's kind of a sickle shaped. It kind of comes down to a V almost. And that was really developed. We made a barbless version of that, and we still do because of all the barbless regulations up here. But that unique bend on that hook was designed when you can't have a barb on a hook to lock that fish into place. And, you know, we've got a barbed version and a barbless version in both open eye and in a regular eye, because sometimes with the open eye, you know, guys are using those in those applications. You know, and a Siwash is still very popular, but I would tell you to check out the Big River Bait lineup. It's a great Hoochie hook.
I'm just out of curiosity, how many different types of hooks does Gamakatsu make? Because you've got hooks for fly fishing, you've got hooks for salmon fishing, you've got hooks for big tuna fishing. Do you know how many?
For real. It's so many.
It's over 2,000 different styles.
2,000
you know, that we have.
Styles.
2,000, yeah. It's incredible. It's hard to keep track of sometimes. In all honesty,
just the different styles. That's not sizes, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about different styles.
That's different sizes. I don't know exactly if we've got an actual, because again, that includes the sizes as well. So I don't have a definitive answer for you on that. All I know is that when we're working on reports and different things from the business side of things, there's a lot there.
I just always crack up because I know that every market thinks that what they have is the thing that you have to make. Like, we want a niche hook. Like, we want our line of good, heavy-duty replacement treble hooks that are open-eye for clamping back onto a surface iron. And for us, it would be, like, the greatest hook. But we would literally be the only market that would ever use it ever. You know, every lure has split rings on them except for surface irons, like, the only thing that has a welded ring. And, like, in our mind, like, oh, my God, that would be the greatest thing ever. We need a killer replacement, treble that we just – when the one goes bad, you just cut it off and you put the jig on and close the eye back up with a pair of channel locks, and away you go. So in our market, it's perfect. That hook wouldn't do good anywhere else. Yeah. Totally doesn't make sense, but we want it. And I can't imagine how many calls you must get from around the world of people saying that same thing, like, oh, you're missing the boat. You need to have this one thing. You got to get hit up all the time.
Rick, you touched on a really I can probably hear the smile in my voice. We get a lot of calls for that because that's what's so hard. I mean, we've got to be able to make them by the tens of thousands.
Sure.
And so if there's, you know, we get a lot of feedback and we appreciate that. Even like if we discontinue a hook, like if the sales are not doing very well, there's the opposite of that. There's those handful of people that are like, are you kidding me? That's my favorite hook. Why are you guys discontinuing it? You know, they're not looking at the global view like we are. And it's unfortunate because we want to obviously accommodate as many people as we possibly can. But at the end of the day, we've got to, you know, make so many of them and it's got to be profitable.
Right. Hey, let's go live to the Searcher right now. Doing the full day trips out of Fisherman's Landing. Captain Art Taylor is on the line. Good morning, Art.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick. How's everybody? We're doing fine here. We just started looking here around the middle grounds area for some yellowtail. We saw a ball in the sonar and stopped, but they didn't want to react, so we're on the move again. And we're out here, 63-degree water, and we're hopeful today. Yesterday we had a half a dozen fish and saw some late in the day. Conditions changed a little from the past couple weeks, and so we're hoping that we get a shot at them here earlier today.
Yeah, Roger. So how's the weather today? I know offshore it's not nice, but how's the weather at the islands right now?
You know, it's partly cloudy and very little wind, less than 5 knots. There's a little bit of a swell, you know, from the weather that's offshore, but it's great. We're loving it. We actually anticipated a little bit more weather here today, but we're pleasantly surprised. It was a nice ride out, and we got great conditions here, good fishing weather.
Wow, fantastic.
Great to hear, Art.
Yeah, and you're doing full-day trips temporarily, filling in for the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right, Art?
Yeah, that's correct. We got room tomorrow. There's just, I think, a dozen reservations for tomorrow, and the trip's a definite go. And we got space on Friday and Sunday next weekend. So, yeah, come on out.
Yeah, you have the opportunity to fish aboard the luxury long-range vessel Searcher on a full-day trip.
That's
what
so
an opportunity
cool.
that
so,
is, huh?
So cool. Dude, it's so cool.
Yeah, it is. You know, we're excited to be out and fishing, and we got 32 happy anglers down there today. We're hoping to make them a little happier with a fish or two, and so, yeah, fishermanslanding.com. You can book online there and make a reservation. And myself and the boys are just happy to be away from the dock, and we're out here trying to catch a yellowtail, which is always fun. And yesterday we had fish on the surface iron, and they were boiling around, so we're hoping that that happens a little sooner today.
Well, 62 degrees, things are looking up and looking a lot better out there conditions-wise. We hope you have a great day, Art, and thanks for checking in live from the Searcher at the Coronado Islands right now, catching yellowtail.
I
appreciate the call, Art.
Thank you, Pete. Have a great day.
That's awesome. Thanks, Art. Appreciate that. Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting the knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing. When we come back, we got a lot more of your phone calls. Phones are absolutely packed solid. We also got a lot of great texts in the lineup. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranks reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Cold Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time talking Gamakatsu, talking Sea Falcon, having a great show here this morning. This has been fun.
Ted from Gamakatsu headquarters in Washington, and Rick Carr is right here in the studio with us. Let's go ahead and jump on the phones.
You got it, man. Well, they are packed solid. This time we're going to talk to, is it Elmer calling us from San Diego this morning? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Had two quick questions. Is Fisherman's Landing going to start carrying slow pitch specific rods and reels, kind of like OSHA jig master, OSHA jigger, and also a question for Ted: when a, like say a treble is bent out, is it good to re-bend it back or just replace? Thank you,
Ted. Why don't you cover the treble bending?
You know, despite what we might all think, I would replace it. I would. You know, yes, I've done it myself when I've been out fishing in the heat of the moment. But, you know, every time you put a pair of pliers on that hook and start, you know, cranking on it, you're creating, you know, areas of weakness and that type of thing. So I would just tell you that it's not worth losing a fish over. Just replace the hook.
Okay. And then what about, like, jigging?
Slow pitch type of,
yeah, that's like the rage now.
It is the rage right now. And yes, we do. I mean, we currently do carry, we have slow pitch specific rods. Our most popular one is made by Phoenix, but we carry them by other manufacturers as well. The jigger is a reel that we do carry. However, that reel right now, like some things, is, you know, no surprise, and a lot of things, those are currently sold out, and the replacement of them is still a little ways out. So that's probably a favorite. With that said, we do have other slow pitch,
like a Trinidad.
That's a little on the. They like a slower gear ratio,
a slightly slower gear ratio.
So a Tranks would be a better call.
Okay.
Like not the HG Tranks 400, but the standard Tranks 400 would be a really good reel for slow pitch. The Fathoms, there's a bunch of other reels for it, but I would say a Tranks 400. If you wanted to get real techie, a Tranks 400 regular that had the HG power handle on it, that would be your more kind of trick slow pitch jigging reel of choice right now. But yeah, it is something that we have already.
So slow pitch is like kind of like a butterfly style.
You know what? It's better to think about. It's more similar to the rig that you'd fish Lucanus on. You know that kind of. Remember the Lucanus jigs?
Uh-huh.
It was the really lightweight rod and the little bit slower reels. Everything's small. It's a, you know, I'm sure Ted could probably talk to it better than anybody, but it's just a technique more popular in Japan and overseas for bottom fish, rockfish, snapping. Not that you couldn't or wouldn't or don't catch yellowtail and tunas on them, but mostly what it's popular for is it's the 2021 version of Lucanus jig fishing.
Gotcha.
Style. Everything lightweight, everything technical. Go have fun catching a rockfish on light gear.
All right. Ted, and then, of course, Sea Falcon does make slow pitch jigs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I mean, that's really what's, you know, it's funny to hear you're touching on that, Rick, is that, I mean, this is kind of what this is all about. This is one of our other, one of our sister companies is Spro. Most people don't realize that. So Spro is a sister company of ours, and our GM over there, Kazoo, is a very, very highly regarded slow pitch fisherman from Japan. I mean, he studies it. He's really into it. And quite frankly, this Sea Falcon lineup is really was his doing. And so being a part of the same company, that's what's allowed us to partner with this and do this. So he's very well versed in it, understands it very well. And Rick, you're absolutely right. The rods they're using over there are very technique specific. They're very lightweight. And there may be some things coming in that regard. So stay tuned.
All right. Ah, I like the sounds of that. Little tip there. I like it.
Now, you can also, if you want to see Kazoo in action, we posted a photo of him with a big bluefin that he caught on the Cortez with Captain Jim Hughes on our Instagram and Facebook page last week. So go to our Instagram, Let's Talk Hookup Instagram or Facebook page, and you'll see Kazoo with a Sea Falcon slow pitch jig and a big, big bluefin that he caught.
That's
great.
Yeah,
for sure.
Slow pitch master is what we call him. This is something that he knows really, really well.
And that's kind of his deal, is this Sea Falcon is kind of his baby, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we've all had to, he's really been instrumental in helping us kind of learn and educate us because, we only know what we know. And so this is new to a lot of us in regards to understanding the technique and really making sure that we're, understanding it well.
Yeah. Hey, awesome. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, one thing I want to talk about, Ted, is our Gamakatsu-sponsored trips, and we should have talked about that while we had Art Taylor the line. Aboard, we have a couple of them aboard the Searcher, day-and-a-half trips on the Searcher that are they're getting close to sold out. You better get on it. But Gamakatsu, and then we have one on the Shogun and several more that Gamakatsu-sponsored, and Gamakatsu's been a great partner in sponsoring our trips, that you put hooks and all kinds of great stuff on there, and we sure appreciate that, Ted.
No, thank you. We're glad to be a part of it. We feel like it's just so important to be able to let anglers, really get a chance to touch and feel the product in a real-life situation so they can just see the benefits and really be the judge themselves of these. And so that's why it's real important for us to do that.
Yeah, well, just watch for those on our Let's Talk Hookup trips page, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the trips page, and you'll see the different Gamakatsu-sponsored trips, and you'll be able to get Gamakatsu hooks and more on those trips. We'll have some giveaways on there and a lot more. And we're going to try and get you and Rick, you, Ted, and Rick on one of those trips there, huh?
I'd love to come down and do it. I mean, I've done some tuna fishing down in the Gulf of Mexico, but haven't had a chance to go down there and do it. And it's just unfortunate because, with COVID and everything else going on, our travel restrictions are pretty much in place. So we'll get all that stuff behind us, and we'll get a chance to get down there and test out some of these awesome lures. And, one of the things, if I may, just real quick, I want to touch on back on Sea Falcon is we talked a lot about the iron, part of this, but, there really is there's the stick baits, and the plugs that we're making on here. And I want to just kind of stress to you guys, this is a high float resin that we're putting on these. These things are beautiful. There's over 20 clear coatings that we apply, and each lure is polished twice.
Crazy.
So, I mean, when you pick these up, I mean, it's truly incredible when you look at them. As I said earlier in the show, they're like works of art. And the beauty of all of that clear coat that we put on there is that it does not absorb water, become heavy. After the lure's been bit and been used quite a bit, it still is going to hold up really well. And each one of the lures is based on a hand carved original by the designer. I mean, so this is, like I say, when we talk about these being works, we're really not kidding. They are literally made by hand in a small lure factory, and the attention to detail and the quality and what they're doing on these lures is really unprecedented in the market.
All of those wood baits are wire through, very, very, very strong, beautiful finishes. Just think of a big pencil popper on the surface for tuna.
They're pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. They're
good.
And in multiple sizes too, and like the Falcon, and the Fat Falcon. Gorgeous. And then there's a diving tuna size. It's good. And then some poppers, a devil popper. And there's actually two models on that devil popper. One is an up cup so that it pushes more water than the other one does. And it brings fish in from a farther distance because of that water. And then there's a small profile popper, which is called a what is that called again?
What is that?
The pixie popper.
Yeah, that's a pixie crystal.
It's a pixie crystal.
It has it's a full cone at the top of this wooden bait that is like a resin type cone. And it is, for a small profile bait, it really throws water.
It's almost like a hybrid, right? You're saying that it's a is that the one that's got a balsa? It's a balsa popper, but it's got a resin cup on it.
Yeah, okay. Balsa popper with a resin cup. It's and like I said, the paint finish on these is to die for. They just look phenomenal.
That's cool.
Very good. Hey, have great text from our friend Eddie in Vista. He says, I test my equipment in my backyard before fishing. What a surprise last summer when the Nautilus Light would not bend when pulled with 80 pound at full drag. How about that, huh? Now, I don't know that I'd fish a Nautilus Light on 80 pound with full drag. I'd probably fish a regular Nautilus, but it just shows you.
Yeah, right.
It's a tough hook.
Yeah, they are.
Right?
No doubt about it.
I mean, you can catch a big fish with them.
That's right.
Yeah. So thanks, Eddie, for that. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. This time we're going to jump in and talk to Eric. Eric's calling us from Valley Center. Good morning, Eric. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual.
Thanks, Eric.
Well, I just recently lost all my equipment in a fire, and this will be a good way to start a new box. But anyways, I was wondering, do you guys make freshwater lures?
You mean the Sea Falcon line?
You know,
yes.
Yeah, I'll jump on this one. So, yeah, I mean, there's some of these. A lot of this is going to be tailored towards saltwater, but like the cast jig, for example, there's a small cast jig that we're using, and I tell you, it's going to be ideal for freshwater. We've already had some interest from striped bass guys, from bass fishermen in general, on that product. But the vast majority of this is for saltwater, but there are a few of the smaller ones that would work equally as well in a freshwater environment.
Okay.
Very cool.
And then, of course, Gamakatsu makes infinite number of freshwater hooks for various applications. Or Gamakatsu does infinite number of freshwater hooks there. So
the best.
And if you're getting started again, you're probably going to need tackle boxes. You know, Gamakatsu makes a couple of different really good tackle storage systems.
Yes.
They make a G7000 box, which is a phenomenally priced box that holds tons of our blue G boxes.
Yeah.
And you can buy accessories like a rod stand on the side, and they lock in. You can find those at Fisherman's Landing and a few of the other tackle stores around. And then they make
I'm going to be out spending some money here pretty soon.
There you go.
Good luck, Eric.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, I should also mention, too, Rick, Sea Falcon lures just coming out on the market. And you said that Dana Landing just picked up a big stock of them.
Yeah, Dana Landing did.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
In Mission Bay.
Yeah.
Soon to be in Fisherman's Landing.
Okay.
We've got a couple in L.A. Island Fishing Tackle has them. Island Fishing Tackle has them in Carson. And then Melton Tackle has put them in. We just got a big order from them yesterday.
Okay. All right. So if you're looking for Sea Falcon.
There'll be more coming. Just trying to make everybody trying to make the rounds. And
sure.
With COVID.
Yeah.
There's only one Rick Carr.
Hey, there's a couple other guys that work for our company that do really well. And, in fact, Jason Morton works with me.
Jason's great.
He's very, very knowledgeable on all this stuff, too.
Yeah. All right. Busy guys. Well, let's try and sneak in another call, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Mark? Mark's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Great. Morning, Mark.
I got a question for Rick, or maybe you can answer this. What's the difference between a weighted spring hook and a finesse jig head when related to swim baits?
Well, the finesse jig head is usually in a smaller type of weighted and smaller profile hook. Used a lot with tubes and small grubs for finesse fishing. And then either a weighted jig head or a keeled jig head is used normally with some type of a swim bait, and they vary in sizes depending on the bait. Like I use a lot of jig heads with like a 4-inch soft plastic shad, I mean, in a bait color for fresh water. But sometimes I'm down to a 3-inch because that's what the bait is. So you have to change your either your jig head or your weighted keeled hook to fit the size of the bait.
And the position of the lead can mean a different spot.
And, right? Yeah, the position of the lead. I mean, if it's a lead head front load, it's going to swim down. Where if it's a keeled hook, it's more of a suspended type. Suspended. It's going to sink more, just more naturally down instead of like head first.
Ted, any input on that?
Yeah, no, these guys hit the nail on the head. I mean, really, it's going to be, if you're going to be fishing on the bottom with a soft plastic, you know, you're going to fish the jig head. If you're going to be fishing, swimming the bait or, you know, reeling the bait in, it's going to be a keeled hook. You know, another thing you might take a look at is our new underspin head. That underspin head has, it's a swim head, or a swim bait head on the hook. It's got our, a nice keeper on it. The keeper goes around the spring lock, goes around the shaft of the hook. So you thread your plastic on, but I'm telling you, it just doesn't want to come off. And it's got a beautiful, nice little willow leaf, chrome blade underneath it, and it spins even at real small speeds. What we like about this one is we're utilizing our heavy cover 60 degree hook, so it's a stout hook. So even if it's your saltwater fishing or bigger baits in fresh water, it works really well.
That's okay. A great lead-in.
Good stuff.
That's killer. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's winning a $250 Sea Falcon and Gamakatsu hook pack. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Okay, the big winner. It's time to find out winning that Sea Falcon hand-picked lure kit as well as those Gamakatsu assist hooks and all the great Gamakatsu gear going to Eric in Valley Center. Eric, congratulations. You are going to love that goodie bag.
Yeah, and you should buy two, get one free next weekend. Buy three, get one free at Fisherman's Landing next weekend. It's
supposed to be Day at the Docks. What would the docks be without that next weekend? Yeah, we're going to do a big sale in honor of when Day of the Docks should be at the docks at Fisherman's Landing. Very similar to the No Fred Hall deal we had, specials on rods, reels. Yeah. But Gamakatsu is going to be buy three packs, get one free.
And then, Ted, you had a couple things you wanted to cover on Sea Falcon real quick.
Just real quick, there's a couple of the lures that are very unique to the product line. I was talking to Rick about this real quickly, but the slow squid. That's a squid bait, and then the Drake, and it looked really cool. And then the Drain Inchiku, which is a flat fall, a slow pitch jig, but it's got a small hoochie is what I would call it. That's what we refer to, a small squid off the back of it that's going to have a real unique action. So you really got to go through the product line and check some of these things out, because if you guys can't, you know, you can't always find squid for bait, this is a great alternative for that.
That squid is amazing. How lifelike it is, it's unbelievable.
And like all the other sea falcon stuff, the paint jobs are out of this world.
Yeah, yeah. So how do we find more information on sea falcon, Ted?
SeaFalconUSA.com.
All right. And, Rick, what about Gamakatsu hooks?
Hey, you can go anywhere and find Gamakatsu hooks, but it's GamakatsuUSA.com, so
yeah.
Just go to Gamakatsu.
And all the boxes and everything like that. You want
Everything
yeah.
is on.
And if your dealer doesn't have it, ask them to get it for
yeah,
you, right?
Totally.
If they, yeah, because you can get it. If they just stock our hooks but you want to buy the blue boxes, they can get the blue boxes, no problem.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, very good. Well, hey, thank you, Rick.
Great
thank
job,
you, Ted.
You
great
cool.
show. Never enough time to cover Sea Falcon and Gamakatsu. And thanks to Christian covering for Andrew and on the phones there and the board. We sure appreciate Christian's great job there at Sports Grid. And, of course, thanks to our buddy Adam for doing everything on the app for us. And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Bob Dawson, travel insurance expert, is going to be here talking some travel. Time to go traveling again, guys, to our fishing destinations. And Bob Dawson's going to talk about it, how to do it safely and more. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on Let's Talk Hookup. We'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 or the Let's Talk Hookup app.